Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Noah from Big Bay. He asks, I have a signed contract with a corporation to purchase my property, and the closing date is tomorrow. They just sent me a text message saying that they can't go through with the deal because they can't get a contractor. However, that's not my problem. Can I take them to court and force them to close? Hi, Noah. You can bring a lawsuit provided that the purchase agreement allows you to do so. The legal remedies available to you are listed in the purchase agreement. Most likely, when you are dealing with a real estate investor or company, the only money that you can retain for damages is the amount of the earnest money deposit. Check with a real estate attorney to review the contract. I hope that helps. The next question is from Sylvia. She asks, how do I resolve unpaid taxes and debts in a probate process? Well, Sylvia, before distributing assets to beneficiaries, unpaid taxes and obligations must first be satisfied. In addition to submitting the decedent's last income tax return and estate tax return, if necessary, the personal representative is also responsible for contacting creditors, paying legitimate bills, and notifying creditors. The final question today is from Peter in Bangor, Michigan. He says, my son died and his ex-wife has custody of their two minor children. Do I begin probate or his ex-wife? I was advised to get permission from the ex-wife as the children's representative. Then the ex-wife was told she needed to get permission from the deceased son's father to be in charge of the probate process. This seems to be a conflict as to who has the authority in this matter. Peter, generally speaking, the ex-spouse has no authority to do anything related to funeral arrangements for the son, unless the deceased son left a will stating otherwise. The father or parents have the rights and authority to conduct funeral arrangements for his son. If the funeral home has issues with that, then a probate court order will be necessary. Very sorry for your loss. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.